Revelation 18:4 New King James Version, NKJV, 4 And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. 1 John 2:15-17 King James Version, KJV, 15 Love, not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Revelation 18:4 clearly is giving you a warning what will happen if you choose not to come out of her. I understand that for some it will take the heaven to fall upon them to believe or take heed to the warning. Or it could be that your spiritual eyes are still wide shut. But I'm going to go straight to the point about the current calendar that we are following in verses to show you that it is not the calendar Yahuwah created for us to follow. After that, it will be up to you to continue using it or follow the truth wherever it leads you. Also, it will require you to do your own research and study for yourself. 2 Timothy 2:15 King James Version, KJV, 15 Study to show thyself approved unto Yahuwah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I will provide you with some links, however, there is much more info concerning the creation of the Julian Gregorian calendar that you should research for yourself. I'm just getting you started on your research if you care to come out of her. Also, my reason for sharing this info is because I was once in the dark. I used to worship pagan gods thinking I was worshiping our Father in heaven Yahuwah. I used to pray for more understanding and I have received some concerning his words. Like it states in James 1:5 King James Version, KJV, 5 If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yahuwah, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The origin of the Gregorian calendar, https://www.history.com/news/6thingsyoumaynotknowaboutthegregoriancalendar. The link above gives you the origination of the calendar, the reason Pope Gregory XIII introduced his Gregorian calendar, and how everyone follows through with it. Also, why this calendar is named Julian and Gregory calendar. Therefore, this information proves that this calendar has nothing to do with Yahuwah's calendar but a man-made. As far as the days of the week, it is all Babylonians and pagan gods that the calendar giving alms to not our Father Yahuwah. Like I mentioned before, I will provide you with the links for you to read and do more research on it. Website, https://www.almanac.com/fact/ Where did the names of the days? Where did the names of the days of the week come from? Answer, the Babylonians named the days after the five planetary bodies known to them, Tuesday through Saturday, and after the sun and moon, Sunday and Monday. This custom was later adopted by the Romans. Emperor Constantine established the seven-day week in the Roman calendar in 321 and designated Sunday and Monday as the first 2 days of the week. The other weekday names in English are derived from Anglo-Saxon names for gods in Teutonic mythology. Tuesday comes from Teu or Tiu, the Anglo-Saxon name for Tyr, the Norse god of war. Tyr was one of the sons of Odin, or Woden, the supreme deity after whom Wednesday is named. Similarly, Thursday originates from Thor, the god of thunder. Friday is derived from Frigga, the wife of Odin, representing love and beauty. Saturday comes from Saturn, the ancient Roman god of fun and feasting. As you read the information above, it is telling you the origination of the names of the week. Like I said, there is much more info you will find. So, the question is, if the names of the week are named after the Babylonian gods, why are you using the calendar to observe Yah's feast days? Matthew 6:24 King James Version, KJV, 24 No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, and love the other, or else he will hold to the one, and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Your next question is, if the Julian Gregorian calendar is not Yah's calendar, what is? As you know, the Bible is always our to-go source and is full of instructions for us to follow. The Bible has everything we need. Psalms 19:7-9:7 The law of the Yahuwah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple. 8 The statutes of the Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. 9 The fear of the Yahuwah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Yahuwah are true and righteous altogether. If Yahuwah had already given men a calendar from the beginning of creation, why would they create their own? Psalms 127:1 Except Yahuwah build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Yahuwah keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. To continue, where in the Bible it talks about Yahweh's calendar? Here we go. Genesis 1:14-16 King James Version, KJV, 14 And Yahuwah said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. 15 And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. 16 Then Yahuwah made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Ladies and gentlemen, here you have it, Yahuwah's calendar. The moon and the sun are the two great lights in heaven created to divide days from nights, let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. With all that said, there weren't any names given to the days of the week or months like we are seeing in the Julian Gregorian calendar. If you read in Genesis 1, Yahuwah referred to days as day 1, day 2 until he reached the seventh day which he rested. I know, I read this chapter many times in the past and never saw it until Yahuwah opened my eyes. Another question you should ask yourself is, what did the ancient people from the beginning use to tell days, signs, seasons, and years? As you can see, it wasn't the Julian Gregorian calendar. Now, you're probably asking yourself, how can you look at the moon and sun to tell the days, signs, seasons, and years? I will explain how. The moon and the sun work accordingly in their cycle as Yah created them to. I'm going to start with the signs because it is how you will know when each month begins. What are the first signs of the month? If you research, you will see that the word month comes from the word moon. The first signs of the month start with the new moon. If you look at the current calendar, you will see they have the days of the new moon for each month. What is new moon? New moon is when the moon is coming out. I will put a picture below. This is what a new moon looks like if you didn't know. This sign is telling you that it is the beginning of a new month. It also means a time of thanksgiving unto Yahuwah. It is one of Yahuwah's feast days that we should be observing. When do you start worshiping? When the moon is in its last phase, which is black until it becomes new, or when you can see it in the picture above. The picture below shows you all the phases from new until old, and then it restarts again. How do you count or know the days after the new moon? Look at the calendar below is for March 2018. New moon day for March was on Friday the 16th, however, on Sunday the 18th the illumination of the moon was visible. That means Friday and Saturday was new moon worship. Some months it's only one new moon worship, like March it was 2 days worship. What you do on that day is celebrate and worship, giving Yahuwah glory. You would thank him for the new month and also the past month. You and your family would sit talking about Yah and so on. You can make a big meal for a cookout if you please, because it's a feast day for Yahuwah. I will show some verses below. Remember, the moon was visible on Sunday the 18th, and that Sunday will also be the Sabbath day, the day of rest that we are supposed to observe, not on Saturdays showing on the Julian Gregorian calendar. Therefore, the first day of the week will start on the following day as the first day, which would be March 19th. Exodus 28-9 King James Version, KJV, 8 Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 9 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all thy work. As you read the verse, it says 6 days you shall labor. Days it says, not Saturday. To continue, March 19th was the first day of the month, and the first Sabbath was on Sunday, March 25th. Counting from what it shows on the Julian Gregorian calendar is, Monday was day 1, Tuesday was day 2, Wednesday was day 3, Thursday was day 4, Friday was day 5, Saturday was day 6, and Sunday was day 7th day that you should keep it holy and rest on that day. The process repeats each new moon. One thing to bear in mind is that the Sabbath day and new moon day will always show on a different date on the Julian Gregorian calendar, but on the lunar solar calendar it will always falls on the same day. Understand that both new moon and Sabbath days are the feast days of Yahuwah and must be observed accordingly. With all that says, if you don't do your research and don't have the understanding, you will never know the true Sabbath day or the feast days of Yahuwah. Revelation 12:9-9 And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I know, it took me a while to understand it because we grew up learning the wrong information concerning this and our Father Yahuwah. Now, I'm going to give you verses from the Bible that instruct us to worship on New Moon Day. You have to understand what Satan did is change everything to confuse us to worshiping him instead of Yahuwah. That's one of the reasons why you have to study the Word for yourself. Not waiting for someone to tell you what they think. Satan now created his own holidays that are on the Julian Gregorian calendar. None of these holidays have anything to do with Yahuwah but give alms to Satan himself. I will do a blog on Yah's holidays. Let's go to the scriptures. Are you supposed to worship Abba Yah on New Moon Day and Sabbath Day? Psalm 104:19 New International Version, NIV, 19 He made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. Isaiah 66:23-24 King James Version, KJV, 23 And it shall come to pass, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Yahuwah. So, are you supposed to worship on New Moon Day? 2 Chronicles 2:4 King James Version, KJV, 4 Behold, I build a house to the name of Yahuwah Elohai, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts of Yahuwah Elohai. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. I know you will argue that it says Israel, and I will bring you back to Numbers 15:15-16 King James Version, KJV, 15 One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generations, as ye are, so shall the stranger be before Yahuwah. 16 One law and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. The commandments, laws, and statutes are for anyone serving Yahuwah. Psalm 81:3 King James Version, KJV, 3 Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. Nehemiah 10:32-33 King James Version, KJV, 32 Also we made ordinances for us, to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our Yahuwah, 33 for the showbread, and for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering, of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our Yahuwah. 1 Samuel 21-9 New International Version, NIV, 5 So David said, Look, tomorrow is the new moon feast, and I am supposed to dine with the king, but let me go and hide in the field until the evening of the day after tomorrow. Enoch 77:14 And when it is wholly extinguished, its light is consumed in heaven, and on the first day it is called the new moon, for on that day light is received into it. Ezekiel 45:17 King James Version, KJV, 17 And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings, and meat offerings, and drink offerings, in the feasts, and in the new moons, and in the Sabbaths, in all solemnities of the house of Israel, he shall prepare the sin offering, and the meat offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offerings, to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel 46:1-3 New International Version, NIV, 46 This is what the Sovereign Yahuwah says, The gate of the inner court facing east is to be shut on the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath day and on the day of the new moon it is to be opened. 2 The prince is to enter from the outside through the portico of the gateway and stand by the gatepost. The priests are to sacrifice his burnt offering and his fellowship offerings. He is to bow down and worship at the threshold of the gateway and then go out, but the gate will not be shut until evening. 3 On the Sabbaths and new moons, the people of the land are to worship in the presence of Yahuwah at the entrance of that gateway. Deuteronomy 6:4-9 Good News Translation, GNT, for Israel, remember this. Yahuwah, Eloheinu, Yahuwah alone, is our. A 5 Love Yahuwah Eloheinu with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. 6 Never forget these commands that I am giving you today. 7 Teach them to your children. Repeat them when you are at home and when you are away, when you are resting and when you are working. 8 Tie them on your arms and wear them on your foreheads as a reminder. 9 Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. So, are you supposed to worship on New Moon Day and Sabbath Day? Well, you should get the point by now. Which left with the other question, should you still follow the Julian Gregorian calendar to observe Yahuwah's feast days? You get the point on that as well. The conclusion here is we are not to follow the Julian Gregorian calendar but the lunar solar calendar, which is Yah's calendar. The moon cycle is your calendar to follow concerning Yahuwah. To follow Yah will require you to separate yourself completely from this world and be a set apart people for Him. That will require you to change many things, starting with your job. Unless you work for yourself, then you will be able to set Yahuwah's feast apart for Him in order to worship Him in spirit and truth. Let me tell you, it will not be an easy transition to align your life to Yahuwah's will. Remember Yahusha's best saying, Not my will but your will be done. That's why it's going to be just a remnant of people that will be saved, because so many of us are too comfortable with Satan's lifestyles and ways. You will find some who will rather go to hell instead of keeping Yah's laws, commandments, and statutes. Deuteronomy 30:15-20 New International Version, NIV, 15c, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. 16 For I command you today to love Yahuwah Eloheinu, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws, then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. 17 But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, 18 I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. 19 This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live. 20 And that you may love Yahuwah Eloheinu, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him. For Yahuwah is your life, and He will give you many years in the land He swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I hope I was able to bring some light to you concerning Yahuwah's about the matter. Remember to follow the truth wherever it leads and study for yourself. Wake up and take heed to the warning in Revelation 18, 4. Ecclesiastes 12:13 New International Version, NIV, 13 Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter: fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. 14 For Yahuwah will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Look, if you have questions, feel free to ask and I will do my best to answer them for you with the scriptures. Here is an app to download for the new moon, current moon phase phone app. Check out Phases of the Moon free https://play.google.com/store/app/da. With this note I say Shalom.